Hi, Jim Paoletta here. I want to take a little time to discuss the role of BHRT in cardiovascular disease. When optimizing heart health in anti-aging medicine, lifestyle, diet, nutrition, and hormone levels are all evaluated. Cardiovascular disease remains one of the leading causes of morbidity in women, and coronary artery disease has long been recognized as the leading cause of morbidity and mortality in men. Estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone have to be balanced at physiological levels to provide maximal protection for the cardiovascular system. Adrenal function, cortisol output, inflammation, and insulin resistance also need to be addressed, as they all significantly affect risk factors of CVD. The effects of sex steroids on the cardiovascular system are complex, and direct actions as well as influences on lipids and on inflammation and thrombolytic systems need to be considered when analyzing benefits. The mechanisms of how endogenous estradiol and progesterone protect the cardiovascular system have been fully elucidated. Studies have shown that estrogen replacement therapy has been shown to favorably influence several cardiovascular risk factors and is associated with a 50% reduction in heart disease. Estrogen decreases vascular proliferation and vascular inflammatory response. Estrogen has an antiarrhythmic effect on the heart by its actions on ion channels and increasing nitric oxide synthase in myocytes and endothelial cells. Estrogen replacement therapy reduces LDL and raises HDL. It may slow the progression of cerebral arteriosclerosis and prevent vascular dementia. It has a positive effect on the lipid profile, increases ApoA1 levels and production rate. Estrogen causes reduction of lipoprotein A up to 15%, and it decreases accumulation of intraarterial lipids. It also lowers blood pressure. Estrogen can improve arterial function and structure, improve exercise tolerance, and reduce myocardial ischemia in postmenopausal women with heart disease. It acts as a vasodilator in both coronary and peripheral vascular areas. Studies have shown that estrogen replacement prevents impaired acetylcholine-induced dilation, arteriosclerosis of coronary arteries, and it increases sympathetic outflow. The declining progesterone level at perimenopause has a significant effect on cardiovascular risk. Progesterone decreases coronary reactivity by suppressing the thromboxane receptor expression. Progesterone increases HDL cholesterol and helps control LDL. It inhibits VSM proliferation in arteries and decreases VCAM, which attracts white blood cells to the arteriosclerotic plaques. Progesterone also increases nitric oxide and blood flow without increasing C-reactive protein, and it inhibits vascular cell adhesion. Topical progesterone has been shown to have no adverse effects on cardiovascular risk factors, while medroxyprogesterone acetate, MPA, has repeatedly been shown to have the exact opposite effect as protective effects seen with progesterone, and MPA significantly increases cardiovascular risk. Progesterone works synergistically with estradiol to prevent vasospasm and increase the beneficial effects of estrogen and blood vessel dilation. To summarize, the literature clearly shows physiological levels of progesterone work synergistically with estradiol to provide the best protection for the cardiovascular system. Estrogen-only therapy fails to provide the same degree of protection, and the use of synthetic progesterones negate the protection provided by estrogen. What role does testosterone play in cardiovascular protection? Evidence associates apparent circulating androgen levels with increased risk for CAD in both genders, with high androgen levels being protective. Men with both current coronary artery disease and heart failure tend to have low levels of testosterone, and replacement therapy has been found to be useful in the symptomatic treatment of angina and in patients with heart failures. Randomized, placebo-controlled clinical trials done in the late 1990s and early 2000s have shown improved symptomatic benefits from testosterone replacement therapy for the symptomatic treatment of angina. Low blood testosterone has been associated with high tumor necrosis factor, TNF, and increased expression of pro-inflammatory cytokines such as IL-1 and IL-6 in human vascular endothelium and monocytes. It has been shown to be a marker for chronic heart failure associated with a worse prognosis. Testosterone replacement has been shown to reduce peripheral resistance and increase cardiac index in patients with low baseline levels. Long-term therapy is associated with an improvement in exercise tolerance in patients with chronic heart failure. Replacement therapy can reduce cytokine activation and the insulin resistance associated with heart failure. Testosterone has a number of direct cardiovascular effects. Testosterone is a vasodilator acting in a similar fashion to a calcium channel blocker. In an immediate action independent of nuclear androgen receptors, testosterone blocks the L-type channel receptor of vascular smooth muscle. In contrast to the vasodilatory effect of estrogen, the action by testosterone is independent of the vascular endothelium. Although the acute effects of vasodilation that have been demonstrated both in man and in animals attenuate after replacement therapy has been given for some months, symptoms show continued improvements, and physiological levels have not demonstrated any increased risk. There is evidence that low circulating testosterone blood level is independently associated with accelerated arteriosclerosis, and this accelerated arteriosclerosis can be reversed by replacement doses of testosterone. This arteriosclerosis effect of lowering fatty streak formation and HDL cholesterol is independent of the nuclear androgen receptor. Low testosterone in men is an important contributor to the metabolic syndrome, obesity, type 2 diabetes, and dyslipidemia, all of which are risk factors for CAD. Studies have shown that testosterone replacement therapy is associated with reduction in insulin resistance, waist circumference, total cholesterol, and inflammatory activation, including TNF, which may be important factors in development of atherosclerosis. Testosterone has antithrombotic effects, shifting the hemostatic balance towards decreased coagulation. In a study of 32 healthy men who received superphysiological doses of testosterone as part of a contraception trial, a sustained 15 to 20% decrease in fibrinogen over 52 weeks of treatment was noted. The antithrombotic effects were underscored by significant decreases of the procoagulary PA1, protein S, and protein C, as well as by increases in antithrombin 3 and beta thromboglobulin. The medical community has expressed concern with increased cardiovascular risk shown with large superphysiological doses when testosterone is used by bodybuilders for anabolic effects. Replacement of testosterone to normal physiological levels, however, is clearly a very different proposition associated with cardiovascular benefits. Recent studies suggest that low circulating levels of testosterone are associated with early death, although the precise mechanism is not known. Although there is a negative association between survival and low testosterone levels, there is limited evidence at this time that testosterone replacement therapy will prolong survival in men with vascular disease. However, based on the science listed, the goal of testosterone replacement as part of the anti-aging medicine would be to restore the normal physiological testosterone level to one of a more youthful age, in balance with the other steroids, and suggest appropriate lifestyle changes to prevent development of cardiovascular disease. DHEA. The apparent association between higher levels of DHEA and its sulfate conjugate, DHEAS, and a lower incidence of cardiovascular disease may be due, at least in part, to the cardiovascular protective effects of their estrogen metabolites. DHEA and DHEAS are weak androgens produced by the adrenals and may serve as prohormones for downstream estrogenic hormones in men. That's it. Thanks for listening today.